Here Alfred and Mary looked at each other, as if now quite satisfied that the nettle had not been made in vain. But their grandfather still went on. Nettles are often useful in keeping young people in the right path. When your sister begged you, Alfred, not to go near the ditch, you heeded her not. But when the nettle pointed out your error, you were convinced of it in a moment. The nettle, moreover, teaches a useful lesson. Look at Alfred's fingers. They are not stung, where he grasped the nettle firmly, but only in the parts that touched it lightly. Many little trials of the world are of the same character. Give way to them, they annoy you. Meet them bravely, they injure you not, for you overcome them. Another excellent lesson to be got from the nettle is to mind your own business and not to meddle with that of other people. Let the nettle alone. It never stings you. Trespass upon it, you must take the consequence. I might say a good deal more, but if the nettle assists in forming a wholesome food, if it affords honey to the bee, shade and shelter to the ladybird and the spider, if it keeps young people in the proper path and supplies us with useful lessons, you must allow that the stinging nettle has not been made in vain. Old Humphrey.